Audio Generation, GR711.
I am Liam. Welcome to the Great Currency Adventure. Have you ever stood in front of a shelf in a foreign country, looked at a price tag, and felt like you were reading a secret code? Or maybe you were browsing an international website and saw a cool pair of sneakers priced in British pounds or Japanese yen? It can be overwhelming. Today, we are becoming global financial explorers. We are learning how our Canadian loonie measures up against the world. And, even more importantly, how to find information we can actually trust. In the world of money, a bad map can lead you into a trap, but a reliable one leads to success.
I am Maya. I love the math behind the adventure. I am going to show you how to master the magic numbers called exchange rates. Whether you are buying a digital game from a creator in Japan, planning a family trip to Mexico, or sending a gift to relatives in India, knowing how to convert your money is a pro skill. It prevents sticker shock when you check your bank account later and realizes that $50 in one currency wasn't the same as $50 in Canadian money. Let's get our calculators ready.
I am Chloe. My job is to make sure we don't get lost in the noise. We live in a world where everyone has an opinion on how you should spend or grow your money. From influencers on social media to get-rich-quick videos, the noise is everywhere. I will be your guide to finding reliable information. Knowing the difference between an official government source and an unverified hot tip is the secret to reaching your goals without losing your shirt.
And I am Noah. We are going to explore a massive list of currencies today. The United States dollar, the euro, the British pound, the Chinese yuan, the Indian rupee, and even the Nigerian naira. Every country's currency is like a different language. The value of these languages changes every single day based on what is happening in the global economy. Let's start with the basics of how these values are compared.
An exchange rate is essentially the price of one country's money in terms of another. Think of it as a trade. If the world was a giant playground, an exchange rate tells you how many of your blue marbles you need to get one red marble from another country. For instance, the Canadian dollar, our CAD, currently has a different value compared to almost every other currency. If $1 text CAD dollar is worth 74 cents text USD dollar, it means our dollar is weaker than the American dollar. If $1 text CAD dollar is worth $61 text Indian rupees dollar, it means our dollar is stronger in that context. These rates move up and down every day. If the Canadian economy is doing great, our dollar might get stronger, meaning you get more foreign currency for every loonie. That is why smart travelers check the rates weeks before they leave.
Let's walk through some real-world math. Imagine you are in Mexico and you find a beautiful handmade souvenir for $280 text, pesos dollar. You check your phone and see the exchange rate is $1 text. CAD equals 14 text, Mexican pesos dollar. To figure out what that costs in Canadian money, we use division. We take the foreign amount and divide it by the rate. Dollar, $280 of 14 equals $20 dollar. So that souvenir costs you 20 Canadian dollars. Now let's try it the other way. You have $100 text CAD dollar, and you want to know how many American dollars you can get for a trip to Florida. If the rate is $0.74, you multiply $1 100 times 0.74 equals $74 dollar. You have 74 American dollars. It sounds like you have less. But remember, each of those American dollars can buy more in their stores. It is all about the ratio.
But here is the catch. Where did you get that exchange rate number? And if you're looking for advice on how to save for that trip, who are you listening to? Gaining experience in assessing reliability is a core part of Grade 7. A reliable source is an organization or person with a formal responsibility to provide accurate, unbiased facts. This includes major financial institutions like your bank, government websites like the Canada Revenue Agency or the Bank of Canada, and established business news outlets. These sources are regulated, meaning they have to follow strict rules. On the other hand, an unreliable source might be a random post on social media or an anonymous tip in a chat room. These people often have bias. They might be trying to sell you something or trick you into a scam. Always look for the verified or official markers before you trust your money to a plan.
Noah here. Reliable information also comes from books like financial encyclopedias, personal finance magazines, and certified professionals. If you see an ad that says, double your money in 24 hours, your reliability radar should be beeping. Real financial planning is usually a bit slower and involves steady work. When we look at global markets, we also have to consider systemic factors. Sometimes, information is harder to find for certain currencies or regions. Being an explorer means looking at multiple sources to get the full picture. From the Saudi real to the Brazilian real, every conversion you make is a lesson in how the world is connected. If you see the Japanese yen is at a historic low, that might be a reliable sign that it's a good time to buy that game you wanted from a Tokyo-based website.
Let's try one more complex conversion. Suppose you are looking at a school trip to London, England. The cost is $1,500 text, British pounds dollar. You check a bank website, a reliable source, and see the rate is $1 text, CAD equals 0.58 text GBP dollar. To find the Canadian cost, we do $1,500.div 0.58 approx 2586.2 $1 dollar. Whoa! That is a big jump. This is why comparing rates is vital. Some exchange booths at airports charge extra fees on top of the rate, which can make the cost of borrowing or the cost of swapping much higher. By researching ahead of time on a bank's official site, you can avoid those high fee traps. You are becoming a master of global value.
We have covered a lot today. We have identified currencies from the South African rand to the Vietnamese dong, practiced our multiplication and division for conversions, and learned how to swipe away the fake news of the financial world. Motivation comes from knowing that when you have the right math and the right information, the whole world is your marketplace. Take a look at the conversion challenge in your lesson. Try to convert $50 into three different currencies using the rates provided. See how the numbers change, but the value stays the same. You are ready to explore. We will see you in the next video to build a blueprint for your long-term dreams.
Previous lesson, back to course.